Planting seeds so you know we growing. Believing in us, damn right we know when. Ain't got time for the stress and pain. No time for hate, no time for gain. It's time to take it up. Take, yeah, take it up. We gon' take it up.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Real Talk for Real Life, being brought to you all today by Women of Dynamic Change. My name is Sherry Ann Flanders Duncan, and I will be your host today. Yes, I'm so excited to be here today. I have a lovely, lovely, lovely guest, Miss Cindy Franco. She is the CEO of Excel Aesthetics, and she's here today to talk about all the great services that she offers to women to keep us looking beautiful. So I'm so excited to have her here today with us and that she accepted the invitation. Before we get to the lovely Miss Cindy, I just would like to say Women of Dynamic Change is a 501c3 nonprofit, and our mission is to break down those barriers that keep women from being able to reach their full potential. With that being said, women, walk in faith and find your greatness. Find your greatness. I know, Cindy, you practice faith.
I do.
I know you do.
I do.
And so explain to us a little bit about how you practice faith.
So most importantly, let me start by introducing myself.
Yes.
So my name is Cindy Franco, and I'm a dream builder and founder of Excel Aesthetics. At Excel Aesthetics, we offer a variety of aesthetic services such as Botox, fillers, fat reduction, and facials. We're all about empowering women to tap into their innate beauty to regain or remain youthful and build a life that they're passionate about. That way they can ultimately build an empire and create their legacy and tell their story. Over the last 20 years, I've had the opportunity to build multiple businesses in multiple industries, such as the medical field, real estate, and now aesthetics. I've helped small businesses grow from 6 to 7 figures, and I've built businesses from scratch from 0 to 7 figures. I've also taken my last project from an idea to over 8,000 customers in a period of 7 years.
Wow.
With Excel Aesthetics, our mission is to help working women bring out their inner beauty, increase their self-confidence, and become the ideal woman, a superwoman.
Wow.
So that brings me now to how I practice my faith.
Yes.
I go every day to church, not every day, but every Sunday I go to church, but not to mention it as a religion, but as a relationship with God. That's how I practice my faith. I have a relationship with God since I was, 13, 14 years old, that I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And I tell this to everyone, no matter how far away you feel that you've gone, because we all fall short from the glory of God,
we
gotta keep our hands and our vision and our focus in God.
Yes.
Always, no matter what.
Always. I definitely agree. And that's what Women of Dynamic Change were founded on, faith. You have to cast your cares, your concerns, whatever problems you have upon the Lord. And He's going to work it out every time.
Yes.
He's definitely going to work it out. I am a living witness. I am a testimony of that. And in this organization, we always want the women to understand how to find their greatness. And as you spoke, you really touch that on what you do to help women feel important, to feel special.
Yes.
And so this is going to be such an awesome conversation today. We are here to just salute mothers who are entrepreneurs, who have 9 to 5, and just try to figure out how to find a balance.
Yes.
How to find a balance. It's difficult at times trying to be a mom, trying to take care of the children, trying to work and own your own business. And we do it all. We really do it all. And so it's important that we tap into that and figure out ways and talk about the challenges, because we all face challenges as mothers, right?
Mm-hmm.
As entrepreneurs. as women who work 9 to 5. And so it's good that I have you here. I'm so happy to, again, so excited.
Thank you for having me.
I want you to go into talking about those services, because as Mother Day comes up, we need to give back to ourselves. We have to pamper our mothers
and we have to pamper ourselves, who we are moms as well. So we have to pamper our mothers, our grandmothers, our sisters, and ourselves as well.
Definitely.
So the services that we offer at Excel is, as I mentioned, quite array of services. We offer Botox for just to remove those annoying wrinkles that we get. And you could start at 20 years old. You don't have to be, you know, 50 or 60. You could start at 20 to prevent from those wrinkles to becoming really deep, that after that, we cannot really help you, right? We also offer fillers. So as we age, we lose volume in our face. And so these fillers give us that little pump that we are losing and just keep us youthful. We do also body or fat reduction.
Okay.
So as we know now, we have Ozempic, Mounjaro, all these new medications that are coming out that help us lose weight. So we have this at Excel Aesthetics, and sometimes we might be just 10 pounds overweight and we don't have that energy that we used to have before. And these medications help us lose that weight, 10 to 5 pounds, and then we get that energy back.
Okay.
Then we get that motivation back. Because once you see that you start fitting into those jeans that you've had in the closet for over 10 years, and they're closing, you're like, yes, I got this, right? And then you start going to the gym, and you start walking, and you start looking amazing again. That's what we want. That's the feeling that we want you to have at Excel Aesthetics.
And it's like they say, you know, when you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
And it's not so much about being vain. It's just the truth.
It's not vanity. I am so glad you brought that up because that was one of my points.
Uh-huh.
It's really not vanity because I have some of my cousins are very, very, they're very conservative.
Okay.
And she's like, oh, but that's vanity. I'm like, not really vanity. It's, I want to be healthy.
Right.
I want to be there for my kids. And what does the Bible tell us? If we're going to go to the Bible, what does the Bible tell us about our bodies?
Yes.
Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit.
Correct.
So God wants us to take care of our bodies. God doesn't want us to be, you know, 40, 50, 60 pounds overweight, because then we're creating damage to our bodies. Mm. We're calling in all these different type of diseases, such as diabetes, heart failure,
hypertension,
mm-hmm. all of that.
Yes.
Now, in my case, I was 23 pounds heavier than what you see me now.
Okay.
And when I went to the doctor, they did my blood and they're like, well, your A1C is a little bit elevated. Mm. A1C is an indicator to diabetes.
Correct.
And I'm like, what is it? 5.7? What is my border? What's the borderline? 5.5. Okay. I went into action. I said, I don't want to be diabetic. My mom is a diabetic. Mm. I don't want to be that. Right?
Right.
That's when I started exercising. That's when I started putting effort in getting those cholesterol levels down, those A1Cs down. And that is what we can help you with at Excel Aesthetics as well.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And as a registered nurse, I understand the importance of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
We want to prevent. We don't want to get to that point where we have to take medication to control blood pressure and to control hypertension, but it all goes hand in hand.
Yes.
So as we take care of ourselves as women, these are things that we can prevent, especially as we get older, because we have to be here to take care of our families. We have to be able to take care of our aging parents. And so you definitely have brought up a very valid point about it's not the vanity. It's about your health at the end of the day.
Yeah. And most of the time, Sherry, it's also we have to take this on ourselves.
Right.
In my case, I'm a single mom.
Okay.
And in your case, you're a single mom as
widowed
well.
Widowed mom.
So we're in a widowed mom.
Yes.
And we have to take care of everything ourselves.
Yes.
So on top of that, if we are overweight and we're not taking care of our health, it's like when we're in the airplane, right? That they said if the if we lose air pressure in the plane and the masks go down, you got to grab that mask and you got to put it on yourself first before you help everyone
else, right?
That's right. That's exactly how it is in our lives.
Right.
We need to take care of ourselves. We need to do that self-care.
Yes.
And then we're able to take care of our kids. and our elderly parents.
Correct.
If not, we're not going to be able to do it.
Wish
and those were one of the 3 points that I had here in my in my notes that all of this can fall apart. As an entrepreneur woman, as I mentioned before, I've been able to bring small businesses to seven figures. Wow. I've been able to bring start my own businesses from zero to over seven figures. And all of that glory goes to God.
Right. Definitely.
And I've been able to do that, right? But at the same time, I've been able to try to balance out my self-care with entrepreneurship. Mm. And I'll tell you the three challenges that I faced. The three challenges that I faced throughout this whole journey is your personal care. Your personal care can fall apart.
Yeah.
You can forget about your physicals. We can forget about mammograms, pap smears, things that are essential for our health.
Correct.
We tend to put that in the back burner.
Yes, we do.
We can't do that, ladies. No. We need to take care of our health.
Yes.
Our personal life can also fall apart. Our family, our, if you have a significant other, that could fall apart as well. Your relationship with friends, your relationship with family, that can fall apart. And the third one that I have in my notes is your mental health.
Oh, wow.
How much can we say about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Lord, right? If we don't take care of that,
we will fall apart.
We will fall apart. We could fall into a depression. There's 26% of Americans suffer from depression one way or another. Sadness, you can start crying. And then some women also go through menopause, which brings in depression as well, because our hormones can be all over
all over the place,
right? And even if you're not in menopause, your hormones are all over the place as well.
That is absolutely correct.
So our mental health is essential.
Essential.
Very important. We can't help others without helping ourselves.
Right.
And we could fall into a dark place.
Ugh.
And that dark place can be that you don't even want to get up from bed, or you don't want to do things. But you have to remember that there's other people depending on you.
Definitely.
And then we go back to where we started, that spiritualness.
Yes.
The only one that could take you out of that depression, the only one that could take you out of all of that sadness is God.
Yes.
Is Jesus Christ. That's it. Other people call it other things.
Yes.
But that's what I call it.
You've again brought up some very, very valid points. I want to talk a little. I'm going to share a little bit about my story. You know, unfortunately, I lost my husband to COVID. And during that time, after losing him, I went into, I wasn't clinically diagnosed, but I feel like I had a lot of the symptoms of depression. I lost about 15 to 20 pounds. I wasn't eating, isolated. And, you know, and so with that being said, the points that you touched on with God, he was able to deliver me. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that he allowed me to see is that I had to live for my children. I had to live for my children, and I had to wake up and I had to say, you know what? I'm not just living for myself. I'm living for my children. So let me go out there and get that therapy that I need. So I went and got a therapist to help me through the process, you know, to help me through the process and just to guide me. And then I realized, you know what? I can't do this without God. Yes. So there were so many different tools that I utilized to get me up out of that slump. So with that being said, mental health, ladies, it's nothing wrong, right?
It's nothing wrong with getting therapy or getting coached.
There's
nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm Hispanic, so in the Hispanic community, it's a taboo if you're feeling sad. Or you got to step out of it, right?
Yes.
You can't talk about that.
Right.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. And that brings me to the solutions to these problems, right? So when you mentioned now that you lost your husband, and I'm sorry about that.
Thank you.
And in my case is I went through a divorce.
Okay. It's a loss.
And it's a loss.
Yes.
It's a loss, and it's you go through a grievance process as well.
Yes.
You go through a depression. You go through moments that you cry. You go through moments that you feel like and you conquer the world. And then the next day you're like, I'm devastated. I don't know what I'm going to do. But God helps you through all of this. And I tell you, the one thing that has helped me is church.
Yeah.
My friends at church, my fellowship, my sisters in Christ, and reading the Bible, like putting on the radio and listening to that song that says everything is going to be all right.
It is.
And everything will be all right.
It will.
So it's like, you're in the storm, you're in the middle of the storm, right? And you don't see it, and you just feel everything is coming, but the sun is going to shine after that. And we just have to trust God in that. And one of the items, we heard of what the problems are, right? Our self-care goes down the hill, our personal life and our mental health can be destroyed. Those are the problems that we can have if we don't balance out self-care and entrepreneurship. So let's give the audience, the listeners the solutions to that, right?
Right.
So one of them for your self-care, get a coach.
Oh, definitely.
Get a coach. Definitely. I have a coach myself that I met. His name is Carl Smith. Shout out to Carl for
shout out
K Smith Inspires. So, he, as I mentioned before, I have a lot of ideas, and it can be a little chaotic when these ideas are in our minds. So he sat down with me for hours, and he wrote down all of the visions, all of the things that I wanted to do, and he just crystallized it.
Wow.
I saw the vision in that paper, and I'm like, when I looked at that paper, I'm like, wow, this is what I have in my head. This is what I want to do. This is how we're going to move forward.
Correct.
So ladies, get a coach.
Yes.
Follow Carl Smith Inspires.
And not to interrupt you, but it's so ironic, and I'm so glad that you touched on the fact of having a coach, because I don't believe in the Black and Brown community this has been something that we've utilized or known about.
Right.
And it's really fortunate that you mentioned it, because I'm actually right now in school to become a coach. Shouts out to the University of Miami.
Nice.
So I realized the importance of having a coach and how a coach just brings the best out of you.
He does bring the best. At least Carl does, and I'm sure the coach, you as a coach, will be as well.
Most definitely. So that's so important that you touched on that topic, that ladies, it's all right to get a coach. All right, it's only going to do you well to be able to have someone to just push you, push you to see that you have everything that it takes to be great.
Yes, and the other item that I have here, aside from getting a coach, is getting yourself out there, go to the gym, exercise.
Definitely.
Let's say I'm not the type of going to the gym. I've never been the type of going to the gym.
Okay.
I never did. I was always thin, and then I had my kids, got 20 more pounds. I'm okay. I'm living that. But then I noticed I have to take care of myself. So then I started walking. So you start little by little, like you in life, you start crawling, then you start walking, and you start running. Same way with you're doing training for yourself. So I started walking around the park. I would take the kids to ride their bike, and I would walk while they were playing.
Okay.
I would just walk. Then I got a little bit like motivated, because I started losing a little bit of weight. So then I said, okay, let me just exercise in my backyard.
Right.
And so I would just exercise in my backyard. I would do some spinning, some bike, and I lost some more weight. So when I started losing even more weight, then I said, okay, it's time to go to the gym.
Okay.
But when it's your first time going to the gym, it's kind of a little bit intimidating.
Yes.
You don't know what to do with the machines.
Exactly.
What is this machine for? Am I doing this right?
Right.
Ladies, half of the people in the gym don't know what they're doing.
That's
so
true.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry.
And
about
if
it.
Not,
just
ask someone, right?
Yes.
Ask
definitely.
Someone. There's people there that could help you. And start going to the gym. Start taking care of yourself by exercising. If you don't want to go to the gym, then just do it at your house.
Mm-hmm.
Do it while you're watching TV. Do it while you're scrolling through Instagram. That time you're investing in just sitting in the couch, you can invest it in yourself.
Yes, definitely.
Get maybe a treadmill while you're watching TV, or do the bicycle while you're watching TV if you want, but get moving.
Right.
Schedule your health tasks.
Oh,
so
definitely.
I do is like my mammograms are always scheduled during my birthday month. So that I don't forget.
Yes.
Because I will forget.
Yeah.
So let's get those, scheduled in into your routine. Create a routine.
Correct.
Very important. Very
definitely
important. Creating
important.
A routine for yourself, such as activities, doctor's appointments, nutrition, That is essential.
Because it becomes a lifestyle.
Yes,
it becomes a part of it, just like the exercise. You do that enough where it just, it's like brushing your teeth, mm-hmm. right?
It just becomes automatic.
Exactly, automatic.
So in my mm-hmm. case, I either go to the gym in the morning, okay. so when I can. But it's, you know, the morning rush with the kids is a little difficult.
I know about that.
You have to get them up and running. First, to get them up from bed is a mission.
Right.
Then get him dressed. Then brush your teeth. Ugh. Then eat breakfast. Then let's go. Come on. Let's get in the car. Then the traffic.
It's a mission.
I feel the pain.
Yes.
Right? So if you have time to go in the morning, when I can, I mm-hmm. go to the gym in the morning. But
okay.
then if I can't, I do gym at 10 o'clock at night.
Okay.
And people are like, oh my God, at 10 o'clock at night, that's the time that I am.
Yeah.
So that's the time that I'm going to take and do my gym.
You got to make it fit.
I got to make it fit into my routine.
Right.
That's my routine.
Okay.
I take care of everything else. And at 10 o'clock, you'll see me at the gym.
Wow.
And I'll do the exercise there. So create your routines. Now, our personal lives, right?
Yes.
That was our number two that can
yes.
be destroyed if we don't balance
Definitely.
Out self-care.
It can affect your relationship.
It could affect your personal yes. life, your family, and your spiritual relationship.
Definitely.
Right? So we create, once again, we create a routine mm-hmm. with our personal life,
right.
with our kids.
Yes.
We create family time. We create game time. We create different routines with our kids. Make that something a priority in your life so that your personal life doesn't fall apart.
Right.
If you have that significant other, then create date night.
Love
or,
it.
Or, you know, let's escape every 2 weeks. We go to this hotel. We go over there. Make
right.
it fun.
Exactly.
Make it fun for your partner, right?
Exactly.
For those that have partners. And then most importantly is the relationship with God.
Yeah,
once again.
Definitely.
You got to feed that fire so that you can be strong in with God. So how do we do that? We go to church.
Mm-hmm.
We go to Bible studies.
We pray.
We pray.
We pray.
Oh, wow. The power of prayer.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
power of prayer and the power of fasting.
Yes.
Once you're fasting, you, girl, so much, there's clarity.
Yes.
There's so much clarity and you hear his voice.
You can hear him.
And
really
one of
can.
The things that I noticed that God did through this uh-huh. period in my life
right.
is that, like you mentioned, isolation.
Right.
He kind of isolated me.
Sometimes he has to do that.
And he had to because
yeah.
I'm all over the place.
Right.
Can you tell? I'm like all over the place. So I'm always like very busy.
Right.
I'm always like very, very active.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of isolated me from everyone.
Right.
And he's like, you're going to hear me out one way or another. You're going to listen to me. You're going to know my voice and you're going to identify
oh,
my
wow.
voice. And that's exactly what he did. And with prayer and mm-hmm. with fasting, that's going to get you closer to God. Oh, I don't have time to read the Bible. Okay. But there's audio Bibles. And, oh, I don't have time. There's also devotionals.
Right.
There's also apps that you could download.
That's true.
And those apps are read to you. So you have no excuses, ladies. You just need to connect to God.
There's always a way.
There's
right?
always a way,
always
right?
A
There's
way.
Always a way.
Always a way to connect.
There's always a way to connect.
And let me tell you, he will slow you down.
Yes, yes.
He will slow you down to make you listen. So that's very important, ladies.
And he
did
to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And he did to me as well.
Yeah.
He did to me as well. And so I had to be slowed down in order to listen, in order to move forward and to fall into purpose.
There you go. And I was going
to
tell you exactly that. Because sometimes we forget our vision.
Yes.
Like, remember I was talking about the coach.
Yes.
We forget our purpose in life.
Yes.
And that's where I am right now.
Yeah.
I'm finding the purpose in my life. Just like you found yours,
yes.
I think I'm finding mine.
Yes.
And it's to talk to women, is to empower women, to tell you, ladies, God made us so special.
Oh,
you are special the way you are.
Unique.
You're unique. And God has a purpose for all of us. And that's where we're here. That's
yes.
where we're here today, this afternoon,
yes.
so that we can bring out that innate power and that innate beauty that you have in you. So that you can make it shine and the mm-hmm. world can see you.
That's
and
right.
you could bring that purpose out.
That's right. And we all We all have it. And even though we go through those moments where we don't think or we can't see it, but it's there. It's there. And so that's why it's so important to have platforms like this for women who have gone through it, who've gone through experience loss, whether it be through death, whether it be through divorce, that we speak and we share our testimony so that it allows other women to say, you know what? They came through it. I can go through it, and that's out of it and be and learn so much and be able to share my testimony.
It's so true. Yes. Because most of the time we feel, you know, people are going to judge us. People are going to judge us. People are going to think, oh, my God, you know, it's, look who's talking. It doesn't matter, ladies. Like, it doesn't matter who talks about you. You know, God made you to his image, and you're perfect.
Perfect.
Nothing that God does is imperfect. So if God made you in his image, you are perfect. And in me, in my case, it's like, oh, why talk about your divorce, right? In Christianity or in my belief, that's frowned upon, right?
Yes.
But it happened to me. Right. You know, like, I would have never thought at my age or in my belief that I was going to be divorced. But I'm going through this. And just like I'm going through it, you might be going through it. And you might be a Christian, and you might be, people might be shaming you. Don't. Because God knows why you're going through this. I believe in marriage. I think marriage is a beautiful thing.
It is.
Because God says it. So there is,
of
right?
Of course.
But God has put me through this for a reason. And God will put you, if you're going through this situation, God has put you in this situation for a reason as well. Just hold on, steadfast to Jesus, and he will take you through this storm that you're going through.
Whatever you may experience, and even, you know, through my grieving and the loss, that message is the same message in how I live my life. You have to embrace it. You embrace what you're going through. We may not understand at the time.
No, we don't. No.
We definitely don't understand at the time. And so one of the things that I try not to do is definitely question God, because I know that he, whatever he's doing, he's working out for my good, right? Yes. And so I just, that faith, again, you need to have it, ladies. It's going to get you through that storm. It's going to get you to from point A to point B to all the way to Z. And you're going to look back and you're going to say, you know what? You're going to have that testimony to be able to share with the world. Yeah. And I think that's where we are.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I really want to mention that, you know, nothing happens by chance.
Nothing happens by chance.
I met this lovely, lovely lady 2 months ago, and I knew something was very, very special.
Same here. Same thing when I saw you.
About her. I'm getting chills. And it just goes to show that, you know, God is always working it out, and he's going to bring people your way to that you can learn from. That you can learn from. And as women, that's why it's so empowering to be around other like-minded women. And sometimes women who just need that encouragement, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes we get in that place where, like you said, that dark place. I was there.
And that's where you need, that's when you get into that dark place. And we all have been in that place.
Yes.
That's when we need our support group. That's where we need that girl that you call and you say, hey, pray with me, because I can't today, right?
Right.
And I have friends like that.
Okay.
I've probably driven them crazy, and they know who they are. I call them up, hey, I just need to talk.
Yeah.
Listen up. And they listen.
Right.
And sometimes they're like, hey, you're going to get through this. You're going to go. Don't worry. You're going to be good. And that's our next tip.
Yes.
Keep your sanity.
Ooh.
Keep your sanity. Push back against any type of depression, any downers.
Yes.
Change your circle.
Oh. Yes.
Sometimes in our lives, we have downers.
Yes.
We have downers within our family.
Oh,
nucleus of our family. And you have to learn to put boundaries to those people. You have to learn to walk away from those people. And it's fine.
It's fine.
Their family members, even if they're cousins, sisters, brothers, whatever. If you see that these are people that are just not supporting you in the way that you need to be supported, it's fine too.
Yes.
I love you. Yes. But you're going to be put to the side for a little bit.
They call it loving from a distance.
Loving from a distance. Very good.
I love that. My God. Listen, this we were meant to be here today because, man, you're just bringing these topics out. This is everything that we're discussing today is what we need, mind, body, and soul.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's all about mind, body, and soul. And yeah, you're right. Sometimes you have to separate yourself from those individuals that are maybe not uplifting you.
No, they're not. And it might be subtle.
Yes.
It might be a subtle gesture. It might be a subtle word that they tell to you. And you might be used to that. And you don't realize it, but they're bringing you down.
Yes.
This type, when you have to keep your sanity, and my coach Carl tells me, save your energy.
Wow.
Save your energy. Don't waste your energy in those type of people.
Good point is Coach Carl.
You have to change your circle. You have to make sure that the people around you, like you mentioned, are self-minded people and same-minded people.
And uplifting.
That's the word. And uplifting. Uplifting.
Because it makes a difference.
It does.
It makes a difference. And I've had to do that. I had to practice that.
Yes.
You know, and it hurt me because I had to ask God, am I doing the wrong thing by separating myself from those individuals who I feel are not being able to add to me? And so I had to separate.
Yes.
But I still love them.
Yeah.
And I still love them, still care about them, but just moving in a different direction.
Moving in a different direction.
That's it.
That's exactly what happened to me. And
growth.
You say you had to work on that. I'm still working on that.
Okay.
I'm still working on that. I am still working on creating my boundaries with these people. I love them.
Right.
I keep them like love from a distance, right? And they call me and I listen to them, but I don't engage too much. I just keep them at a distance because I know they're coming from a good place.
Yes.
But it's hurting me.
Yes.
And I need to protect myself. I need to guard my heart. The Bible says that. Guard your heart. Well, the most important thing, right?
Yes.
Guard your heart. And that's what we have to do as women as well.
Definitely. Definitely. Because if you don't do it, who's going to do it for you?
Who's going to do it?
Who's
going
to do it for you? So you definitely have to protect your energy. You have to, again, just be around people who are going to support you in everything that you do. So we've touched on some really good topics.
And
here
one
today.
Of the other ones is
what's
positive
the last one?
Talking.
Affirmations.
Yes, affirmations. Positive self-talk.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I do it all the time.
Yes.
I find myself in the bathroom talking to myself.
Have your kids ever say, Mom,
yes.
Who are you talking to?
Mommy, who are you talking to? I'm talking to myself.
Yes.
I do it all the time. Do it in the car. Affirmations.
Yeah.
Very important.
Because what you put out there
is
what you get back.
Yeah.
Practice, guys.
Yes.
It's nothing wrong with affirming that you are successful.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with affirming that you are worthy.
Yes, that's a big word. That's in it.
Worthy.
And I think we forget how worthy we are.
Yes.
And just the busyness that we get through throughout our lives, we forget how worthy we are.
Yeah.
And that's very important to know our worth.
And that's where those affirmations come in, because as you practice them, you start to believe them, right? You begin to believe them. They begin to be a part of your life.
Yes, they do.
Right?
They do.
So great. This has been so empowering. So women, you can have it all.
You can. You definitely
can.
It's beautiful to be a woman. I feel sorry for men.
We're super women.
We are the ideal women.
Yes.
We are super women.
And I always say, you know, at the top of Real Talk for Real Life, I always say, you know what? Women, we are great. You know why we're great? Because we have the ability to bring life.
That's right.
On this earth, to put life on this earth. And because of that, that makes us superheroes. And
once
we discover our superhero powers, because we all have them, they're all unique.
Right.
And specific for us, right?
Yes.
So my superhero powers are not going to be what
necessarily mine, right?
Exactly. But that's what makes us special.
That's what makes us special. That's what makes us unique, like you mentioned.
I love it. And so we have discussed today some very, very important pointers on living your life as a mom, right?
Yeah.
Living your life and catering to yourself and giving back to yourself, because you can't pour from an empty cup.
You can't. You can't.
Right.
So you have to fill that cup.
Yes.
With self-care.
Ooh.
And that's where we come in with Excel Aesthetics,
yes,
too,
that's right? Let's bring
this
back.
That's where we pamper you,
yes,
with these facials and these Botox and these fillers and these body contourings and weight loss reduction.
Yes.
Go and see us at Excel Aesthetics, ladies, and we'll take care of you.
There you
then
go.
Then we also fill it with spiritualness.
Yes.
Got to get that Bible
gotta
in there.
It.
Got to get those prayers in there. Got to get that connection with God.
Correct.
And our mind.
Yes.
We got to get our minds well. Like you mentioned, go see a therapist.
Nothing
if you
wrong
need to
with
see
it.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with seeing a counselor, therapist, or psychiatrist. Mm. What's important is for your mental health to be on point. Forget about what else people say. Forget about those taboos. Forget about that. What's important is you.
Yes.
You are the important part. Get a coach.
Yes.
Get a life coach. Right? Get someone that can get you out of that funk that you're in and motivate you and most importantly, inspire you. Because motivation is external.
Yes.
So it could go away, but that inspiration that you're going to get is
internal.
And no one is going to take it away from you.
Wow.
And that's one of the things that Carl has brought into my life. He has inspired me and I've been able to see that vision. And with that vision, that inspiration has sparked.
Love it.
And that's why I'm here.
Right.
That's why I'm here, because before I wouldn't have been here.
Wow.
You know, before I would have been home with the kids, you know, like relaxing, it's a Sunday. But I'm here to empower women, to help you empower more women that we can reach.
Oh, I love it.
So
I love it. So please tell them, where can they find you? Where can
they
find
you? So how many of you ladies listening love free gifts?
Ooh,
I love free gifts.
I
right?
do too.
So I like to offer the listeners a chance to receive some special offers and free gifts and event updates. Make sure to visit us at excelaestheticsmiami.com. So to access these free gifts and updates, all you have to do is go to excelaestheticsmiami.com. Excelaestheticsmiami.com. Once again, excelaestheticsmiami.com. You go there and you sign up and you will definitely be receiving some gifts or some updates. If there's anyone that is local that is listening to us today here in Miami, and you call and set up an appointment at 305-310-3160, the number is 305-310-3160, and you make an appointment before May 30th, and you make sure that you mention Real Talk for Real Life.
That's right.
And you will receive 20% off of your first service.
There you go.
So make sure you mention.
Make sure you
real
mention
time
real talk
life.
For real life. Wow. I want. Well, what can I do to get some of those services?
Well, you could come. You could come. Follow us on Instagram as well, Excel Aesthetics One.
Okay.
And then check out our website, and you'll be able to find all.
I'm excited. Updates. I'm excited. I think it's time for me to get that facial. All I need. Yeah, it'll be my first facial. So I'm looking forward to the
first facial.
Yeah.
So, self-care, girls.
Yes, it's Mother's Day. So I want to give back to myself.
Yes.
And so what better way to do that with experiencing it with
it.
You?
I
know. I'm so excited that we were here today. God is so good.
God is good. And God has brought us together for a reason.
Yes.
We met at a networking event.
Yes.
Like she mentioned, 2 months ago.
Yes.
And I said hi to a lot of people that day. Okay. I said hi to everybody that I could reach. And there's always one person that you're going to connect to. And that was Sherry.
Yeah.
And we connected. We took a picture. We shared it on Instagram. And then the rest is history.
The rest is history.
The rest is history. We've gone to several events together.
Yes.
And I think this is going to be an amazing partnership.
I know.
That we're going to empower so many women.
Yes.
God has put us together
for a reason.
Yes.
For a reason. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for joining us and listening. And I hope that you've been inspired. Empowered. You can find Women of Dynamic Change on Instagram, just as that, Facebook, and TikTok. Come join us. All we're doing is empowering and uplifting. And I'm so glad that you all were able to be a part of this great conversation. And so with that being said, until the next time, guys, I'll see you again on Real Talk for Real Life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. It was awesome.
Yes, it was
amazing. Thank you. Amazing. Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. I love you. Thank you so much.